This is a daily update for Friday, June 9th, 2017. The Brits went to the polls and Kate May's arrogant gamble did not pay off. She called the election 3 years early, trying to gain more power in Parliament, and the whole power structure fell apart. So what does this mean? Basically, her party now is going to have to rely on support from the Northern Ireland Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, because they don't have enough votes to make decisions in Parliament like they could have before. So she calls a snap election, thinking they're going to take all this power, and it backfired and blew up right in her face. They're calling for May to resign and have somebody else go in place, but it's still going to be a Conservative Party that runs the government, except this hurts. And she may call for another election later this year, and I think that would be the kiss of death, but May vows to stay on. And think about this. People lost confidence in May, especially with this terrorism, because her last job was to protect the country against terrorism and thwart terrorism, except they had my neighbor's jihadi TV, and they let these people run amok and then commit horrible atrocities. So the British pound takes a hit. They're hurting. They're not doing well. Good for investors right now. Bad for people in England and all throughout the region. So we'll see what happens. Except, you know, this is a perfect lesson in arrogance. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't think that you're better than that. There are people out there that'll tell you that they're not. So this actually balances out their system better for the people, in my book, when you have two sides, especially if those two sides can eventually work together. You know, not like here in the United States that everything is so divided. A Pakistani man disguised himself in a burqa so he could lure an 11-year-old boy from an Abu Dhabi mosque before raping and strangling him to death. This is a problem that I have of people who are hiding in plain sight. You know, there are a lot of states and also municipalities that have laws where you're not allowed to shield your face, especially when walking into a bank or any kind of government building. You're not allowed to wear a mask or hide your face or hide yourself in any way. And when people are walking around covered from head to toe in a burqa, who knows who's in there? It could be male, it could be female. It could be someone wanting to commit crimes. We don't know that. So I think that's just something that needs to be sorted out in our society when it comes to Islam. And it's frightening because we see more and more every day these things that go on with Sharia law. So here we are in Michigan. The feds dropped a bombshell saying that up to 100 girls had their genitals cut as part of Sharia law. 100. And then, you know, there's a lot more. They're also sworn to secrecy. That would be terrible for it to get out. But there are people living Sharia law, not living under American law here in America. They are marrying young girls. They are having several wives. In Michigan, a man is allowed to have several wives if he is of Islam. They set it up so they can all get welfare. He's married to the one wife, and then the rest are called extended family. This is what's going on. We have lawmakers stretching the law, changing the law to accommodate Sharia law that is going to rip our society apart. If we have a whole group that comes in saying, we're not going to live by your law, we're going to live by our law, we're going to do what we want to do anyway, then you have prosecutors who are afraid to go after them because they don't want to be labeled Islamophobic. So here's a prosecutor. She went after these people. These doctors are on trial. This is going to open up into a larger situation, and a lot of questions are going to have to be answered within these Muslim communities in the United States of America. I think that they need to be policed better, and these people's rights need to be intact. If they're here in America, they have rights, and these girls shouldn't be mutilated because of the Quran, right? So today is National Donald Duck Day. How many people out there love Donald Duck? I don't like Donald Duck, me personally. That's my own little take on it, man. I don't like his voice and the whole thing and the whole duck thing and whatever, man. You know, I'm not a Disney guy to begin with. I wasn't even a Daffy Duck kind of person, you know. Bugs Bunny was good, but when it comes to Disney, I didn't like Mickey Mouse or whatever. I'm from the city where a 6-foot rat is a bad thing, not a good thing. So, but celebrate your Donald Duck if you want to. Today is National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Now, I love strawberry rhubarb pie. We could talk about strawberry rhubarb pie all day long. So have your strawberry rhubarb pie today with a little ice cream, a little cream, or whatever you want to have with it, and enjoy it. And today is National Nursing Assistance Day. So today's a day to honor everyone who assists in nursing, no matter what that is. It could be for elderly, it could be for chronically ill, rehabilitation, or just people getting well. For those people to come in and brighten up your day and do the things that they do for you and take care of you the way they take care of you, this is a day for them, and we'll sing that song for them today for helping people. And it's a very, very challenging work. But you know what? They seem to be pretty happy doing it, and I think it's rewarding, and I think that says a lot for the people doing it, and also says a lot for helping others. This is the Daily Update for Friday, June 9th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Paz Christiane.